This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Right now, well, welcoming back to Joy, Jen Clower.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Jen, it's Friday afternoon.
It is.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's been raining a lot in Melbourne, as I'm sure everyone's noticed. So I had a good walk this morning in that break where there wasn't any rain. I needed to get out. I was starting to feel a bit kind of house-bound, a bit crazy.
You can get a bit stir-crazy. Do you have a pet, a dog you need to walk?
No, but I'm intending to... get one next year.
Yeah, yeah. I work from home, so I sort of sometimes I just hide in my house where it's nice and warm, and I sort of have to make myself to go out.
Yeah.
And if I had a dog, I'm sure I'd obviously be out more. But
it's definitely a good idea.
Yes. So, Jen, you are a singer-songwriter, which a lot of our listeners will know who you are, but some won't.
Hmm.
How would you describe your music to anyone who's never heard it before?
I guess it's... your sort of classic storytelling comes from that tradition. And I use all sorts of, you know, different genres to, you know, tell stories. So there's certainly folk, rock, a little bit of country occasionally, you know, all of those sorts of good things. I guess in the sort of, you know, tradition of, you know, your Neil Youngs and Joni Mitchells and just classic singer-songwriter.
Classic singer-songwriter. Excellent. Yeah. I mean, there's so many musicians these days, you just can't put them in a box.
No.
Because they do cross styles. And I don't know, I'd call your music real.
Cool. I like
real
that description.
Music. Yeah, real music, it's about real people. It's a real woman playing a real guitar.
Indeed.
And you're going to play us a song.
I am.
But before you do that, you've got a new album out. It came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called In Blood Memory.
Yes.
What's that name about?
Well, it's inspired by a fantastic inspiration, Martha Graham, who is a dancer and famous choreographer.
Yep.
And she has a wonderful quote in her autobiography, In Blood Memory. So I've taken that title from Martha. But there's a specific quote where she talks about the creative process. And she had a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, certainly a dramatic story.
Yeah, but the great thing about Martha is that she came back from a real emotional low and the disease of alcoholism. And I think it was in her mid-70s she came back and continued to choreograph until her death at the age of 95 or 96.
Wow.
So I love those stories, you know, where I don't know, that the idea, you know, the idea of life or what we should be doing is challenged.
Yeah, yep, yep. Oh, and paying tribute to a great woman artist too.
Yeah, I mean, love it. Incredible.
Yeah, excellent. So now you've got a gig coming up end of June in Melbourne at The Corner and another one in July in Sydney at the Oxford Art Factory.
Yes.
And what's going to happen at those gigs?
Well, the Melbourne one is a fantastic lineup of local talent. A chap called Fraser A. Gorman will be opening the night and he's certainly one to watch. And also a woman called Ainsley Wills who put out her debut album this year and has had a lot of fantastic press and great reviews. She sold out her Northcote Social Club show recently she's doing really well. So quality all round. And then myself and my fantastic band, which also comprises of Courtney Barnett, who's an up-and-coming songwriter. She's just been nominated for the APRA Song of the Year, actually.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, alongside Mia Dyson and Tame Impala.
Oh,
so,
good company.
Yeah, there's going to be a great crew of people to entertain.
How do you decide on a support act? Is that chosen for you or do you have some input into that?
No, those are my decisions. I mean, they're my guests.
Yep.
And I guess it just comes from my own personal taste. I've also chosen artists who, like myself, are self-managed and independent.
Great.
And who are really hardworking.
Right. Yeah. Terrific. I'm talking to Jen Clower here on Joy 94.9. Jen, you're a local Melbourne girl.
I am.
Cool. And have you been touring around a bit?
This year's been pretty quiet because I've been in the process of getting the album out. I ran a possible crowdfunding campaign to fund the release, which
was
great.
What was that experience
fun.
Like?
It was really frightening at first, actually. It's scary. It's like inviting people to a party and then, you know, wondering if anyone's going to come.
Oh, wow.
So you put yourself out there in a big way.
Yeah.
There is the risk of failure, and no human likes to be put in that position. We all like to cling to security, which is pretty human. But once I did it, it sort of took off and had its own momentum, and I didn't feel like I needed to push. It just travelled along, and we met our goal and then some.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
So the album's called In Blood Memory. What kind of tracks are on there? Obviously, we've talked about your style.
Why don't I just play one?
That'd be great.
Yeah, cool.
What's this called?
This song is called Toothless Tiger.
Okay. You're with Katie on Joy 94.9. This is Jen Chloe live in the studio.
Sometimes I feel like a toothless tiger, trying to keep up but falling behind ya. All my dreams are really delusions. You live yours like Kung Chu Confucius. I am your lover, you are my loved one. I'm on the way out, you're on the way up. All the praise and the glorious showers down on you from radio towers. On the street, everyone's throwing flowers, staring at you like you stepped out of Star Wars. I am your lover, you are my loved one. I'm on the way out, you're on the way up. Amadeus to my Salieri, I labor hard while you make it look easy. To compare is to lay down with envy. How come the seven deadly sins are so deadly? Year of the dragon, man, it's some shit blow. Seems like most my friends still don't really know. Year of the dragon, man, it's some shit blow. Seems like most my friends still don't really know. Year of the dragon, man, it's some shit blow. Seems like most my friends still don't really know. Year of the dragon, man, it's some shit blow. Seems like most my friends still don't really know. Give it a name. Ooh. How to give it a name. Ooh. How to give it a name. How to give it.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Jen Chloe with Toothless Tiger from her new album In Blood Memory. That was great. I loved it.
Cheers.
Cool. And if you want to hear more music like that, you can go and see Jen at the Corner on Friday, 28th of June, or in Sydney on the 12th of July at the Oxford Arts Factory.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure to meet you. And keep up the great work.
Thanks.
I'll hopefully see you around the traps.
You will.
Indeed. And I'll put a podcast up of the interview and the song.
Great.
So that people can have a listen.
Fantastic.
And great.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.